For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. The city of Helena, West Helena in Phillips County, Arkansas, is no stranger to the hardships that have plagued many communities across the country during the economic downturn. High unemployment, a struggling education system, political upheaval, a crumbling infrastructure, and even unresolved racial inequalities were once the hallmarks of this unified city in the impoverished Arkansas Delta. However, new research findings show some positive demographic trends, and community development projects have some residents saying Helena, West Helena is finally making a comeback.
We are back at putting the benches together, so now we're back at the hard work. The benches, they take 4 screws, and the other just took 3 or 2 screws.
On an overcast and chilly afternoon, Tommy Goss is finishing up some landscaping work at Freedom Park in Helena. As he lifts large iron and metal parts from boxes, the wide brim of Tommy's crumpled hat shields his face from the cold.
I was born and raised here, but I left gone for 25 years and I moved back in 1991. I've been here ever since and I love it.
What do you love about home?
Well, you can grow your own vegetables, go fishing anytime you want to, eat good food.
Tommy Goss says the heart of Helena is good old country living, and he's pleased with the changes taking place.
Oh, it's really growing that I could see for the time that I had left and came back, and that's a good sign of saying job must be here to be filled, so people are moving to Helena and West Helena.
Goss's sentiments are backed up by recent estimates. U.S. Census Bureau data show relative stability for the city's population after decades of decline. There were 21,442 residents in Phillips County in 2011, which means a loss of only 16 people between 2008 and 2011. Some reasons for the promising demographic trends include new grassroots organizations that address health and housing issues, as well as changes in education due to KIPP charter schools and Teach for America. Improvements at Helena Harbor, the city's port on the Mississippi River, have generated new jobs. While over $95 million in traditional bank loans and $10 million in investments from Southern Bancorp and its nonprofit have helped kickstart the city's economy through various development projects.
But then, okay, so we'll pull out and then we'll pull across and pull up in there because that's an old pre-Civil War home that we're restoring.
Okay.
My name is Kathy Cunningham, and I have lived in Helena 35 years. I married a local guy, moved to Helena, and have been involved in community development for probably 25 years.
Cunningham is a consultant with Southern Bancorp Community Partners, a nonprofit development organization that tries to create new educational and economic opportunities for rural communities in the South.
Okay.
She takes me to some of the key Civil War heritage sites in town that have been restored or recreated to bolster tourism.
All the interpretive items are in. What we're doing now is just putting in some of the benches.
There's Estevan Hall, an antebellum home that was used by the Union Army as a hospital.
Southern Bancorp Community Partners owns it now and is restoring it to be the Civil War Visitor Center when it's open. We've completed phase one, which you can see it's totally restored the outside, and now we have a little bit going on inside the building.
Then there are the sites that experienced the heat of battle.
We have a replica of Fort Curtis, a three-quarter replica of the Union fort that was actually here. Battery C will be interpreted, and Battery C sits on one of our ridges, one of our hillsides here in town.
Battery C is one of the 4 earthen batteries erected by the Union Army in 1862. It briefly fell to Confederate soldiers during the Battle of Helena on July 4, 1863.
For years, all we talked about were the 7 Confederate generals from Phillips County, which is very exciting to have 7 Confederate generals from such a small community. But we were occupied for 4 years by the Union Army and therefore had a lot of African-American freedom seekers that followed that Union Army and gained their freedom and then actually joined the Union Army here in Helena.
In all, there are 25 cultural heritage sites on the Civil War Helena tour, including Freedom Park.
The park tells the story of what happened to the African-American escaped slaves as they followed the Union Army into Helena. It's for people to sit and picnic and contemplate and think about what the park really means.
Kathy Cunningham says new efforts to highlight the city's rich Civil War and music history should attract tourists and cause a definite demand for hotels, restaurants, gas stations, and other service industries, that will hopefully put more people to work.
I just love Helena. I love the community. I love the history. I really love the people. And I think we're at a point in our community where, depending on how we handle our history, we could make a real positive change in the lives of so many people and really be a total community, African-American as well as white and young and old.
Relax. When people come out here to this park, they're going to be amazed how these benches sit.
Back inside Freedom Park, Tommy Goss says local youth need more opportunities. And he says there still needs to be more community development, additional city improvements, and jobs for those who want one. Though there is much to do, Tommy Goss admits Helena, West Helena, is finally headed in the right direction.
Well, I'd like to see moving forward. That's what we're doing. It's just amazing that we're moving forward.
Helena, West Helena has seen its share of problems, but residents are trying to use every tool available to rebuild their community. For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover.